Our plan is to organize the legislature, work with the incoming president, the president-elect. You know, after his inauguration, in a week's time after that, he will be submitting his honor message to the legislature. And we hope to then piggyback off of that to determine the agenda he wants to pursue for the next year and prepare to work with him on that.
Mr. Speaker, coming into the election, there was a lot of bad feelings. How do you move forward?
Yeah, so we have a divided country. The presidential election was fairly close. Some people say it was a virtual tie. Even the elections we have today was a tight race. Our citizens expect that we will work together. I think the reconciliation needs to start in both branches. I will be reaching out to the president to extend the olive branch so that we can work together for the Liberian people.
Now, you were deputy speaker in the last session. How would things be different as speaker?
Okay, so we ran on a series of legislative reform, primary of which was that the budget that we pass every year, which is the fiscal tool of public policy, should be used to implement programs at district level for the Liberian people, especially in the areas of healthcare, education, and youth empowerment. So we'll be trying to work with the incoming administration to see if we can carve at least 10% of the budget to service those needs. And there are a lot of modernization things we need to do here at the legislature. The infrastructure is crumbling. We need to put it also in a digital format so our votes can be recorded. We need internet presence. Our constituents and members need to be able to research our own record. So there are a lot of other things we need to do here at the legislature. Then finally, there are things like staff pay and benefits that need to be increased, competency here at the legislature. A lot of the things we do will focus on legislative reforms and presidential agenda.
When we spoke, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, Mr. Speaker, but there are a lot of people who have been complaining about the budget of the speaker. They think that it is too much. What do you think about that?
So I would agree, but what the legislature does is that it puts the deputy speaker and the speaker budget separate. What do I mean? That means all of my staff, all of my gasoline allowances, and my own pay is in the budget. So I can live with, if you take out what belongs to my staff, their salaries and stuff, and what belongs to my gasoline allowance, I can waive the rest of the money to general government. But I do not know how much that money is. I need to get in the speaker's office and take a look at the budget.